Every day, every day, every day, I'm hustling, shuffling. Hi, James from England. Oh, it's about today's lesson. I'm saying every day, and E is telling us that this is not the correct word. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, I'm talking about compound words. The word every day is actually made up of two words, every and day. But depending on how it's put together, i.e., if the word is separate every day and they're put together, they actually have different meanings. Yeah? And this is actually sometimes made a mistake by English speakers. Now, when we speak, you can't hear it. But when you write it, there's a definite difference. And today's lesson is to show you what it means when these words are put together or taken apart, the differences, and I'll let you know how they're used grammatically, okay, and give you some examples. Are you ready? Let's go to the board and find out why E is telling me this every day, I'm hustling, is wrong. I'm going to start off with the first one will be a while versus a while. So you have to be careful when you pronounce it. Really, when you're speaking all of these, you're not going to hear a difference. But once you write it on paper, they do mean different things. So a while and a while is actually a period of time, right? So it could be a short period of time or a long period of time, but it just means a duration of time that is passing. The difference between this and this is when you have this, you don't need to use a preposition. And specifically, the preposition I'm thinking about is this. For. This is understood to be part of this. Even though this is a phrase, when we say this phrase, we have to say for a while. Mr. E will be late. You will have to wait for a while. Otherwise, you can say, you'll have to wait a while for E. You know, where's the for? It's contained in here, so a preposition isn't necessary. So whenever you write this one, you need a preposition. But when you use this one, no preposition goes before it. Cool? So that's your first one down of the common everyday mistakes. See, I did that in there for you. See, five every day. So I'm going to come here and explain what the difference is and why E said it. All right. Oh, all right. Check that out. That was by accident. I swear to you, I wasn't doing it on purpose. So there's all right and all right. And we're going to say, what is the difference? Well, there isn't. They're both all right. Although I wrote down adjective and you can see adjective, adjective, adverb, the actual correct one when you write it on papers is this one. You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do frog green. This one is the one you should use most of the time. It's the easiest one to do. Now, if you are actually writing to your friend or buddy and you're doing a text message, this is fine. Don't let anyone tell you no. It's fine. And everybody understands, all right? True. But if you're doing a paper, a formal paper, you need to put this one down. And in fact, I would say this is the safest one to use because whether it is informal writing or formal writing, there's no correction necessary. And all right means it's okay or it's, what's the word I want to use? It's satisfactory. And if you hear me say satisfactory, that long word, it's like it lacks a little something. When something, you know, it's all right, it's okay. It's not that great. It's not bad. However, if someone says to you, are you all right? It means, are you okay physically? You're doing okay. There's nothing wrong with you. A little bit of a different meaning. And we will be using this one here. Okay? So, means both of them mean satisfactory or okay. But if I ask you, are you all right? Please write this. And if you're doing a formal paper, please write this. Okay? But if you're going to be writing to your friend in text or something, you put, all right. Okay, I'll meet you later on, all right. This is good enough. All right. Oh, sorry. It's also a filler word. I have to do a video on filler words. Words that you say like or like that you shouldn't say all the time. Maybe another day. E said every day was wrong. And I have two every days. What is the difference? Well, we got day and every, so something must be similar. We've just discussed that. But when we say, let's start with the easy one, every day separated, we're talking about each and every day. I have oatmeal every day. And what does that mean? On Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. It's repeated and it's daily. You're going to say, well, what's the difference here? Well, now we've got this compound word put together, every day. It means routine or regular. It doesn't mean the daily intervals of time. It's a bit different. So if you say, this is my everyday clothing, it means my regular clothing. And I'm not talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm just saying general, normal, or routine. Okay? His everyday clothing is a suit because he works in an office. Or you could say every day he wears a suit. Similar but not the same. This one is routine. This one is duration of time that is repeated, a daily repetition. Cool? And now if we go over here, every day I'm hustling makes no sense because what he's trying to say or what I was singing is every day, that means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm hustling. It's not my regular thing. Cool? So I'm really emphasizing the daily aspect, and you need to use this one. Here's an interesting one. All together and all together. You got to be careful. You say, they came all together. It's all together all right. It almost sounds okay. All together means as a group. They came all together at the restaurant. So they all arrived at the same time as a group. Okay? But altogether means completely. He was altogether wrong. It means completely wrong. It's not group wrong. So although they seem somewhat the same, the meaning is very different. I had an altogether different experience. I had a completely different experience. We need to get all together if we're going to go on the trip. We need to get as a group. Very different meaning, even though they look somewhat similar, right? Cool. I mean, that's a little tougher because you're like, but that's so different. I'm like, eh, this is why people make mistakes because they look at the spelling and they see similarity in the words and they think, hey, why not? Makes sense. I've seen these words enough, but they break taken it out of context and don't understand how it's supposed to be used. All right? Now, where am I? Ah, my favorite because I am so guilty of doing this. So guilty. All right. So you've got a lot, a lot, a lot. I was going to make a joke about this, but I don't want to get in trouble. So a lot is not a word. What? But I see many people write a lot like that. Yeah, it's not a word. It's not a word. It's supposed to be this one, which is an idiom. It means much, very much, or a lot. Just say very much or many. Here, I have a lot of money, but not a lot of time. Not a lot of women. I am a very sad man. A lot. Okay? Now this, you're going to think, oh, this is the plural of this. It's a verb, and it means to distribute or give out. A very different meaning. The double L put together is a verb, and it means to distribute or give out. So, I was allotted 4 chairs at my table. They gave me or distributed 4 chairs at my table. But I don't think that's a lot. That would be many. Ooh, look at that. He played with it. Yeah, I did. You can too. It's the beauty of mastering English or mastering anything. You can start to play. But this? No. So what I'm saying is when you say it, it will sound like this. They'll say this sound the same. Almost all of these sound the same as you say them. But the key is writing. So when we're looking at this issue, it's when you're writing it down, remember there are going to be different ideas associated with these things. If you write this, this is not English. Even if you write it to your friend and no one's going to see, it's still not English. That's the correct spelling for that. And if you're putting this one together, remember it's a verb to mean to give out or distribute. Well, I think I've used my allotted time in teaching you these. So what I want to do is go to the quiz, okay? Give you something, a little extra, just a little extra, and of course our homework. You ready? Okay, time for the quiz. Let's see what you remember or retained from the lesson. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So the first question we have is, we did a lot of work today. What should go up there? A lot. Now I'm overpronouncing it. I don't want you going down, I did a lot of work today. They'll think you have a mental problem, not just an English problem. And what did I say about this one? That's right. This is not a word, right? You will see people putting it down because they know it's a lot, they'll write it down. Don't do so, okay? Next, we might be here, I'll do this here. We might be here for a while or a while. I know they both have something to do with a period of time, but what was the rule I gave you? Yeah, because we have this preposition, this already includes it, so we can just say, sorry, this includes it, so we use this one here. A while, right? This one follows a preposition. Cool. What about this one, number three? He was crying, so I asked if everything was all right. Now, here's the funny one. What did I say is funny about this? Well, if this was a part of an essay, you would have to use this one. If this was just common, you know, texting, you could use this one. So you have to know context for this one. Who am I writing to? Am I writing to my professor in a paper? Go with this on 100%. Doesn't matter. You're writing to a friend in a text? This is all right. Number four, she rode her bicycle every day, every day. Actually, well, kind of makes sense. She rode a bicycle every day, every day. Almost makes sense. Crazy, but yeah. All right, so which one is it? Now, you have to understand the idea. It could be routine, but really what we're trying to say is this, specifying daily as in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so every day. She rode her bicycle each day, right? Now, number five. They arrived all together or all together? Okay, well, this one we just have to do a simple translation. They arrived completely. Well, it's not Star Trek, you know. You're being beamed down. It's like, they're missing arms and legs, Captain. They arrived as a group, right? So they arrived all together. Because remember, this one means completely. And if you don't watch Star Trek, go watch Star Trek. Then you'll know what I'm talking about when they beam down. Sometimes it doesn't work out and they don't arrive all together. All right, sometimes not all together and sometimes not all together. Watch a couple episodes, you'll know what I mean, okay? And you'll know who Scotty is. He wears a red shirt, but he always survives. That's another thing we'll talk about, red shirts. Okay, so as you know, we've done our quiz. And what I want to do now is I want to give you a little bit, and it is this time a little bit, one more compound word or phrase that people sometimes make mistakes. See, sometime, that's, I went there. Okay, so some time here is a period of time that's usually long. We may be here for some time. That means a period of time or maybe a long period of time. But when we put it together, it changes to an adverb. Sorry, this is an adjective. It changes to an adverb, and it means an unknown amount of time. That was tough. Unknown amount. An unknown amount of time. And usually it's a future that is unspecified. So if I say to you, hey, let's go for dinner sometime. When are we going? I didn't tell you. You know it's not now, because I said let's go sometime. So it's an unknown amount of time. I told you English is a tough language to learn. It's tough for me too. I don't like this. It's me. Okay, so it's an unknown amount of time, and it's an unspecified time in the future. Let's go for a drink sometime. Could be a week, could be a month. You don't know. It's unknown, and it's pushed into the future. As opposed to, I've been at the doctor's for some time, which would be a long amount of time. Cool? All right. I know you got this. So because I know you got this, here's what I want you to do. It wouldn't be a class or it wouldn't be my class if we didn't do homework. So I want you to make up your own sentences using these compound words or phrases. Okay? Write them in the comments below, either on Ingvid or you can do it on YouTube. And for each one you get right, you're going to get 1,000 points. So I want you guys to mark those thumbs up or give them a yay, right? Let them know they've done a good job because this is a little bit complicated. As I said, native speakers make mistakes on this every day I'm hustling, you know? So if they're making it, you're probably making them, but now you won't. Anyway, I got to get going, but before I go, where I want you to go is to www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can do the quiz for this particular lesson, And you can see other lessons on verb usages, compound words, language acquirement. That means how you can learn the language. No, better yet, understand the language, master the language. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe and like, and I'll see you in the next video. As always, thank you. What do you mean there's no quote today? I forgot. I'm human. Every day you give me that stuff. Yeah, whatever.